following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Stick, and this is the Bam Dunk Podcast, where we'll recap the latest news across the sport.
Welcome back. Today is Monday, the 2nd of March, and let's open up with the league that refuses to take a day off, the NFL. The biggest headline this week is the David Montgomery trade, a move that caught a lot of fans off guard, but makes sense once you zoom out. The Detroit Lions have traded Montgomery to the Houston Texans, receiving offensive lineman Juice Scruggs, a 4th-round pick and a 7th-round pick in return. Let's break down why this matters. Detroit has been shifting toward a more explosive, space-driven offense built around Jahmyr Gibbs, and while Montgomery was productive, the Lions clearly want to lean into Gibbs' versatility. Montgomery's cap hit was growing, and Detroit is entering a window where they need flexibility to keep their core intact, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell, and eventually Gibbs himself. Houston, meanwhile, is in a completely different phase. They're building around CJ Stroud, and adding a veteran, physical back like Montgomery gives them a stabilizer. Last season, the Texans struggled to consistently run the ball, especially in short yardage situations. Montgomery brings exactly that: downhill power, red zone reliability, and a presence who can take pressure off Stroud in early downs. And this trade wasn't the only move Houston made. They also released veteran safety Jimmy Ward, clearing additional cap space and signaling that they're not done reshaping the roster. Around the league, the franchise tag window is heating up. Teams are making tough decisions on who to lock in before free agency opens. We've already seen several players tagged as teams try to secure their stars before the bidding war begins. Alright, let's move to Indianapolis, because the 2026 NFL Combine just wrapped up, and this year's class put on an absolute show. The Combine is always the first real checkpoint of the NFL offseason, and this year delivered everything. Blazing 40s, eye-popping measurements, and a handful of prospects who made themselves a lot of money. Let's start with the speed, because this class came to run. The fastest player in Indy was Brennan Thompson, the Mississippi State wideout who ripped off a 4.26 in the 40-yard dash, the best mark of the entire event. Right behind him were Ohio State safety Lorenzo Styles Jr. at 4.27 and LSU's Xavion Thompson at 4.28. Along with Oklahoma's Deion Burks at 4.3 flat. This wasn't just a fast group, this was historically fast. And the running backs weren't far behind, as Arkansas's Mike Washington Jr. clocked a 4.33, the fastest time among all backs, and the fastest ever recorded by a player over 220 pounds. That combination of size and speed is rare, and it pushed him firmly into a top 50 consideration. Now, Notre Dame's Jeremiah Love wasn't far behind him, with a 4.36, and Wake Forest's Desmond Calborn posted a 4.37. But the Combine isn't just about straight line speed, it's about measurements, and this year's quarterback group drew plenty of attention. Indiana's Fernando Mendoza measured at 6'5", 220 pounds, with 9.5-inch hands, while Miami's Carson Beck came with a 6'5", 233, and 10-inch hand size. Those numbers matter for teams evaluating durability, release mechanics, and ball security. Penn State's Drew Aller also impressed physically at 6'5", 228, with long 32.5-inch arms, giving him prototypical NFL size. On the other side, one of the biggest winners was Oregon safety Dylan Thiemann, who posted a 4.35 in the 40 along with a 41-inch vertical and a 10.5-foot broad jump. That's elite athleticism for a safety, and evaluators now see him as a likely first-rounder. Ohio State linebacker Sonny Styles also turned heads with a 4.46 40 and a ridiculous 43.5-inch vertical, showcasing rare explosiveness for a second-level defender. Tight end testing was another highlight. Oregon's Kenyon Sadiq delivered one of the most impressive workouts of the entire event, running a 4.39 at tight end, the fastest by a tight end since 2003. while adding a 43.5-inch vertical and an 11-foot broad jump. That combination of size, speed, and explosiveness puts him in a rare company and likely locks him into a top 25 pick. And of course, the combine always brings buzz. The behind-the-scenes conversations that shape free agency and the draft. According to league insiders, teams like the Vikings, Dolphins, Cardinals, and Colts are all exploring quarterback options, whether through the draft or veteran additions. There's also chatter around potential movement involving stars like A.J. Brown and Max Crosby, though nothing is imminent. The combine is where these conversations start, and the next few weeks will tell us which rumors turn into real moves. So that's the scenes from Indy. Blazing speed, massive measurements, rising draft stocks, and a whole lot of front office maneuvering behind the curtain. The combine always sets the tone for the offseason, and this year's class made sure the league is paying attention. All right, we're shifting gears because college basketball fans, it's that time. Selection Sunday is coming up on March 15th, and the bracket is starting to take shape. The first four tip-offs are March 17th and 18th in Daytona, and then the real madness begins on March 19th with the round of 64. Let's talk storylines, because this year's tournament is loaded. First up, Michigan. They've been one of the most complete teams in the country. Elite defense, efficient offense, and they've handled ranked opponents all season. They're entering the tournament as one of the favorites to cut down the nets. Then there's Kansas, a team that looks like a title contender when star guard Darren Peterson is healthy. His availability could swing an entire region. When he's on the floor, Kansas plays like with a different level of pace and confidence. You've also got bubble teams like TCU, who've been stacking late season wins to keep themselves alive. Every year there's teams that sneak into the bracket and suddenly become a problem for higher seeds. TCU has that vibe. The tournament will be spread across the country. Buffalo, Greenville, Oklahoma City, Portland, Tampa, Philadelphia, San Diego, and St. Louis. Then the regionals hit. Houston, San Jose, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. before the Final Four lands in Indianapolis on April 4th and 6th. And let's be honest, this is the best time of year for college hoops. Upsets, buzzer beaters, Cinderella runs, heartbreak, legends being made in real time. Every year, someone becomes a household name overnight. The bracket isn't even out yet, and the madness is already building. Alright, let's close out today's episode with a full tour around the sports world. And we're going deep on the World Baseball Classic, global tournaments, and everything heating up outside the NFL and college hoops. The 2026 World Baseball Classic is officially underway, and this year's tournament feels bigger, louder, and more star-packed than ever. The World Baseball Classic has grown into one of the most electric events in sports, not just baseball, because it blends national pride, MLB superstars, and playoff-level intensity in every single game. Let's break down everything fans need to know. Number one, the atmosphere. This isn't spring training. The World Baseball crowd energy is different. You've got drums in the stands, flags waving nonstop, chants that never stop, and players celebrating like it's October. It feels like the World Cup collided with MLB postseason, and players love it. They've said repeatedly that the World Baseball Classic atmosphere is louder than most MLB stadiums. Two, Team USA has a legit super team. The USA came into the tournament with one of the most stacked rosters they've ever assembled. Big names include Aaron Judge bringing MVP-level power, Paul Skenes and Tariq Skubal anchoring the rotation, Bobby Witt Jr. giving them elite speed and defense, while Cal Raleigh's behind the plate with big game experience. Their rotation for pool play is set with Logan Webb, Skubal, Skenes, and Nolan McLean, giving them a mix of veteran command and young firepower. The big storyline? Can Team USA match Japan's consistency on the global stage? Now, Japan, the standard of international baseball. As Japan enters as the defending champion and the most consistent World Baseball Classic nation ever, they've won multiple titles, produced the tournament's biggest stars and always shows up with elite pitching. Even without Shohei Ohtani pitching this year, Japan is loaded. Their rotation is deep, their bullpen is nasty, and their lineup is disciplined and fast. They're the team everyone else measures themselves against. Now, the powerhouse. Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Mexico, and Puerto Rico are this year's contenders. Dominican Republic always one of the most talented teams in the world. Power everywhere, pitching depth, and swagger. While Venezuela has elite infielders, dangerous bats, and a bullpen that can shut down anyone. Mexico is a rising powerhouse after their deep run in 2023. Their fan base travels hard. And Puerto Rico's speed, defense, and lineup that can get hot in a hurry. This is the deepest World Baseball Classic field ever. There are legitimately six teams who could win the whole thing. Now, how this tournament is structured, there's pool play from March 6th to 11th in San Juan, Houston, Tokyo, and Miami. Then we get the knockout rounds that begin March 13th with the championship set for March 17th. Every game matters. One bad inning can end your team's run. This tournament is becoming a global baseball festival, and 2026 might be the best one yet. Now, the expanded 48-team World Cup is coming to North America, and the hype is already building. Fox Sports is rolling out preview events, analysts are breaking down group projections, and host cities are preparing for massive crowds. This will be the biggest World Cup ever. More teams, more matches, and more global attention. As the Winter Olympics wrapped up in Milan, this year delivered us breakout stars in skiing and snowboarding, a dramatic men's hockey tournament, new world records in speed skating, and a strong showing for Team USA across multiple events, with several young athletes emerging as future faces of their sports. Now, in NASCAR, Tyler Reddick has made history by winning the first three races of the NASCAR season, something no driver has ever done. He's in rare form, and the rest of the field is scrambling to catch up. In the NBA, teams are jockeying for the playoff positions. Stars are heating up, and the MVP's race is tightening. In the NHL, the playoff picture is sharpening, with several teams making late pushes and goaltenders stealing headlines. All right, let's hit a rapid-fire sweep through some of the biggest stories breaking across the sports world right now. We'll start in college basketball, where Buzz Williams made headlines after Maryland's latest tough loss. Williams didn't hold back when asked about the Terps' struggles. He emphasized accountability, discipline, and the need for stronger leadership on both ends of the floor. Maryland's season has been a roller coaster, and Williams' comments add fuel to a conversation about where the program goes from here and how quickly they can stabilize before the offseason reshuffle begins. Maryland's situation is becoming one of the more intriguing storylines as March approaches. Fans are frustrated, analysts are questioning rotations, and pressure is building. Williams' remarks didn't just critique, they signaled that changes may be coming. Now shifting over to the 2026 World Cup, where geopolitical tensions in the Middle East are creating ripple effects for the tournament. Several federations are monitoring the situation closely, and FIFA is preparing contingency plans should travel or security concerns escalate. With the World Cup set to be the largest ever, 48 teams across the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, even small disruptions can have massive logistical implications. It's a developing story with global stakes. Back to football, NFL football, that is, where Chicago native Carnell Tate is generating buzz as a potential fit for the New York Giants. Analysts have floated Tate as an ideal complement to Malik Nabers, giving the Giants a young, explosive receiver duo with real long-term upside. Tate's route running, size, and ability to win contested catches makes him an intriguing option as New York looks to build a more dynamic offense around its quarterback. The Chicago connection only adds to the storyline as Tate's rise continues to draw attention heading to the draft. And finally, as a quick stop in the world of women's hockey, where Misa delivered a clutch performance, scoring the game winner in overtime to seal a 2-1 victory. It was one of those moments where talent meets timing. A big-time player stepping up when everything is on the line. The highlight is already making the rounds, and it's another reminder of how fast women's game is growing and how many young stars are emerging. The World Baseball Classic taking over baseball world, global tournaments are heating up, and every major sports is delivering headlines as we are headed into spring. This is the BAM Dunk, and the sports world never sleeps.